Reset Radio, brought to you by the ARCC, live on Planet FM.
Stay tuned for current affairs, conversation, interviews, music and more,
as we explore the perspectives and stories from resettled communities.
And bring you information from within the resettlement sector.
Hello and welcome. This is ARCC Radio brought to you by Reset Radio on Planet FM 104.6. And today in the studio we have Mariana,
Juliana,
Asif,
and Ayaba.
And we are going to move straight to the current news, and I will hand over to Juliana.
Yeah, so for this week, we have a few events that I would like to talk about. So firstly, on the 10th of July, three ARCC staff members, as well as the ARCC media support crew, attended the South Sudanese Independence Anniversary celebration and enjoyed the food and performances. This event brought together many people to celebrate and enjoy their country's independence and taught others of their story. Second, ARCC joined their key partners, stakeholders, and community representatives at the launch event of the brand new Ministry of Ethnic Communities, which officially opened on the 1st of July. Next, I want to talk about the upcoming events that we can all look forward to. The Youth United Voice relaunch. The Youth United Voice program was rebooted with a brainstorming and networking meeting of youth resettled community members. Several great ideas came out of the meeting, including the need for a leadership training and university support. We will have a shared lunch on August 21st at 12 p.m. Please contact ARCC if you are interested in being involved with the Youth United Voice program. There is also the Elderly Social Hub hosted on the 6th of August 2021 and the ARCC Annual General Meeting that will be held on 10th of September 2021. And that concludes the news part of our show this week. Tune in next time for more.
Falling behind. Nothing in this world could ever bring them down. Yeah, they're invincible, and she's just in the background. And she says, I wish that I could be like the cool kids, 'cause all the cool kids, they seem see what he is going through. They're driving fast cars, but they don't know where they're going. In the fast lane, living life without knowing. And he says, I wish that I could be like the cool kids, 'cause all the cool kids, they seem to fit in. I wish that I wish that I could be like the cool kids.
Hello and welcome back. This is Reset Radio brought to you by RCC on Planet FM 104.6. And you are listening to our radio today, and we're talking about career pathways.
Yes, thank you for, you know, just choosing this topic, which is, you know, very important for first migrant background community people who has maybe not much information.
Yeah.
And this session that we're providing this information. And before we jump to that, I just need to share something with our audience, is that few New Zealanders realize that in the country, people can be locked up in jail indefinitely without being charged with an offense, and without any intention that they will ever be charged for an offense. So it's just, I've discovered this, I could not believe it, and I thought that I must have, you know, misunderstood the law. But it is in fact that we jail people who are among the most vulnerable in the world and who have committed no crime here or in any other nation. So yeah, guys, I'm talking about asylum seekers who come to this country seeking haven from war, persecution. Instead of welcoming them, we imprison them alongside criminals and do our best to send them back where they came from as speedily as possible. Yeah, so this is, I was, you know, met this person who I don't want to disclose his identity. So yeah, I met him, and just hearing about his story, that he was an asylum seeker and he's been jailed and without, you know, doing any kind of offense. So this is a country that at the moment we are living on, and as we are one of the most empathetic country, I believe we should consider those most vulnerable who are coming to this country seeking a safe haven, and instead of putting them in prison, we should, you know, give them a hope where they can call New Zealand their home. And hopefully, yeah, this person that I met will, you know, will call New Zealand its home one day.
Yeah. I never knew this was a thing in New Zealand. I knew some countries did that they put people in, like, camps and stuff and almost even prison.
Yeah.
But that is so horrible.
I mean, this is not us, definitely.
Yeah.
Anyways, we're going to our topic as people who are from refugees background, which are first migrant people who can, you know, study in New Zealand, and there are some government funding which is available.
Yeah, so the main purpose of today's topic is to just inform and put some information out there so that if people want to study or work but they don't know how to, that they know that this is where to look for and what to do. But yeah, some of the subtopics that we're going to discuss today are education, so free education opportunities for resettled community, and also as well as apprenticeships, internships and part-time jobs, so study and work at the same time, and as well as employment and jobs, which is own business and genuinely job opportunities in
wonderful.
All sorts of fields.
Great.
Yeah. We're going to go on a music break. Stay tuned for the rest of the show.
I was listening to the ocean. I saw a face in the sand, but when I picked it up, then it vanished away from my hands. Done. I had a dream I was 7, climbing my way in a tree. I saw a piece of heaven waiting in patience for me. Done. And I was running far away, would I run off the world someday? Nobody knows. And I was dancing in the rain. I felt alive and I can't complain. But no, take me home. Take me home where I belong. I can't take it anymore. I was painting a picture. The picture was a painting of you. And for a moment I thought you were happy. Then again, it wasn't true. Done. Hello.
running far away. Would I run off the world someday? Nobody knows, nobody knows. And I was dancing in the rain, I felt alive and I can't complain.
Welcome back. You are listening to Reset Radio, brought to you by RCC on Planet FM 104.6, and this is a live broadcast of our show. Today's topic is career pathways specifically for the resettled community and forced migrants. And it is mostly informational, just so if anyone ever wants to study or get a job, that they know where to look and who to ask. And we have briefly covered the points that we're going to discuss, but the subject that we're going to focus on now is education and courses.
Yes, Mariana, which is very important, I think, the studies, just your pathway to your career, and especially people from forced migrant background who are coming from all over the world, Afghanistan, Pakistan, Russia, Indonesia, so there are hundreds and hundreds of countries that, you know, people have been displaced, and a few of those countries we are taking them as asylum seekers. They're coming either as asylum seeker or coming under the refugee quota program. And also there's another category called family reunification program. So they are all eligible for, you know, government-funded courses. And they are also eligible for first year free up to $12,000 any university they can go to, and if they are just permanent residents, they need to have it at least for 3 years, but for people from refugee background or forced migrant, they are eligible for, you know, these criteria as well.
Yeah, so there's even a privilege there, which is interesting.
Yes.
Yeah. There are so many free programs for forced migrants because government is looking after people who are forced to flee their home country. Mm. So there are so many opportunities in many universities to, not all courses, but some specific ones like English or maybe IT studies or something like that. And the government provides those courses for free for forced migrants. And I think one of the most studied subject in general is English by forced migrants, because a lot of them didn't know English when they were coming here because they were forced to move.
Yeah.
So English is one of the most common ones, and it's crucial to study.
Yes, and a lot of them, you know, they've been displaced and they're living either in the camps or, you know, they're hiding from, you know, the government or immigration where they are went to the second country. And, you know, most of these people, some of them lived like 30 years, 20 years, and some of them 10 years.
Yeah.
And their children has never been to school. And the government is offering some really good help with them. So especially like if they are children who's never been to school and they need extra help, there are extra, you know, the courses out there which is government is funding.
Yeah, yeah. And the English courses, just in general, like language ones, there are some courses that are specifically targeted at forced migrants, and they aren't. I think they are free. And there are some organizations that offer them. I can't quite remember what the names of them are.
English Language Partner I think it's the biggest organization, which is, you know. Also, they don't only offer the English language course. Also, they offer
the driver's
Learner.
I took the driver's learner's program. And my parents, I think they took the English course from there as well.
Yeah, I think I've done the same. I've done the learner. Even my whole family took it.
Yeah, yeah. But it's very useful because they teach you the driving course just like you're in a normal classroom.
Yeah,
and it's basically they pay for your test as well, so you pass with the least amount of effort.
Yeah, I think they've started back in 2017, because before that all those forced migrant people from coming under the refugee quota program, they are doing their test within the first 6 weeks there. But then government decided that this is not enough time for them to prepare and
to
the country, and then they're starting doing in the community, which is really good.
Yeah, it's great. It's really, government's really helping a lot with everything.
Yeah.
But there's also, apart from just the courses, there's also territory study, like universities. But I think courses is a really good opportunity because it's not university, so it's not that quite as hard to get into or not as strict of a schedule, but they still teach you English, which is one of the most important things to know around here because that's the language everyone speaks.
Yeah. Yeah, like I was in Thailand and hardly anyone speaks English in Thailand, and I still remember one funny story when I came here in 2017, and I was in Mangere Resettlement Center, and I was in the mess hall and looking for a spoon, and I completely forgot that I was in New Zealand. I was thinking that who should I ask them, what should I say, what's a spoon is, and then there's just very nice old lady came to me and asked me, hello love, what you need, and I just said that I'm looking for a spoon, and I feel like, oh my god, I'm in New Zealand, I can speak English here.
Yeah, like people understand me.
Yeah, people understand.
Yeah, it's a great feeling. Ugh, yeah. English, but also not just English is a thing that's offered in terms of education and free, and it's the fact that you are a forced migrant gives you a lot of benefits in university because they're not just the free courses, there's also discounts and like other special offers that makes study easier.
That's true.
And
and if you guys just want to have some information about these courses, just go to Ministry of Education website, and there's a whole bunch of courses available over there, and it will detail you that what sort of things that you need. And also there are other services that if you are not confident enough to go and apply yourself, there are so many agencies that can help, like New Zealand Red Cross. They have the youth program, and also they have Pathway to Employment as well. Also ARCC provides the same. We have the youth program as well, and we also help the youth to look into what sort of courses they are available, and you can just come to us or go to our website arcc.org.nz and just contact us, and we will ask one of our youth ambassador or youth worker to help you guys to decide what courses that you...
I think the main thing is to not be afraid to ask for help, to ask questions, to go look for something if you ever need to or want to study.
That's
whatever
right.
It is.
And there are different senior advisors that are established by ministry and are based in Christchurch, Hamilton, Wellington, Auckland, and you can go to them and ask them for all your educational support.
Yeah, just go to the Ministry of Education website, and they're senior people there. They can look after you.
Yeah. So there are many opportunities, and never feel like that because you are forced migrants, it's hard to study here, because it's even easier than for a lot of other people.
Yeah, it's very easy as comparing to other countries. Like I'm originally from Pakistan, and the courses and are very difficult as comparing to New Zealand. I know, like I've been there, I studied there, and you have to study so much, and then you have to put that all in the exam, and the exams, we have like 4 semester, and if you fail in all those 4 semesters, doesn't matter, but you need to pass on the final semester. So how can anyone cover all those 4 semesters and then just go and do the exam for whole 1 year? This is just very difficult. And there was one college I was going, and they introduced the new rule that if you have studied 4 years in our college, and in order to get the degree, you must pass all those 4 years in the last year, which is
sounds stressful.
Yeah, like I won't remember the thing that I've studied last year. I wouldn't remember what I've written last 9, and how could I remember all those studying? But in New Zealand, the criteria is good, semester system and all those stuff, and it's easier to get your education done here.
So if you want to study, don't be afraid of it. It is not hard, and there are many opportunities. We'll go on a music break now, and we will be back talking about apprenticeships and work and study part-time jobs. Stay tuned.
You look like an angel,
look like an angel,
walk like an angel,
walk like an angel,
talk like an angel, but I got wise. You're the devil in disguise, oh yes you are, devil in disguise. You fool me with your kisses, you cheated and
like an angel.
Walk like an angel.
Walk like an angel.
Talk like an angel.
But I got wise.
You're the devil in disguise.
Oh, yes, you are. Devil in disguise.
I thought that I was in heaven, but I was sure surprised. Heaven help me, I didn't see the devil in your eyes.
Look like an angel.
Look like an angel.
Walk like an angel.
Walk like an angel.
Talk like an angel.
But I got wise.
You're the devil in disguise.
Oh, yes, you are.
greetings to all of our listeners and welcome back. You are listening to Reset Radio, brought to you live by ARCC on Planet FM 104.6. And thank you for joining us. We have been talking about career pathways, and we have covered the point on education and courses and free opportunities for forced migrants to study.
Yeah, great. Before we jump to that, Planet FM is on the move and it's new for our home, a place share with our friends. We are also so close in making it happen now. We are asking for your help, guys. Every dollar counts. Please go to planetaudio.org.nz/donate. Please, guys, every dollar counts because it's a non-for-profit business. And if you can just donate even $1, that would be much appreciated from Reset Radio.
Yes, thank you for that. And we are now moving on to the work and study, which is basically doing both at the same time.
Yes.
So the things like apprenticeships, internships, part-time jobs.
Yeah, I think record numbers of building and construction apprenticeship training in New Zealand has hit. So the number of people undertaking the apprenticeship and the construction, has just skyrocketed last year. Because, when it was announced, last year by Jacinda, our Honorable Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern, that LinkedIn are currently, have a lot of housing and all over the New Zealand housing issues, and then government will be providing $1,000 a month subsidy whoever took part in these programs. And then now on Wednesday at Wellington Homes Construction Housing Project in Brooklyn, Wellington, that there are currently 20,000 apprentices in New Zealand. So we are record high.
Dang, that is a lot. Yeah, I've heard that building ones and construction and carpentry and everything has been just flying.
And the best thing about that is that if the number of apprenticeship sign-ups continues at the current rate, that we could have enough to meet the demand for qualified construction worker in New Zealand in longer term. Yeah. So, which is a very good news for us that people are going to work and we are not just relying on overseas, tradies to come in and to help us.
Yeah, it's great. Yeah, I think we learned about apprenticeships and internships at school briefly. Mm-hmm. They told us that just generally what it is. So it's like you would, if you don't want to go to school after, which is like a study something, you could, and you know that you want to focus on, you know what you want to do, so a specific kind of job, and there might be an opportunity to work at the same time as learn. So you kind of like
I'm like, you're learning and also you're getting paid.
Yeah, so it's pretty great.
Yeah, like one of the services is available in New Zealand is like, let me ask you a question and guess what it is. So this job, so you'll be traveling and you'll have a the best seat in the in the vehicle, and you'll be getting paid for travel. So guess what it is?
The driver.
What driver?
Is it a pilot?
It's a bus driver.
Yes. Mariana. Danny. So you'll be traveling, you're meeting a lot of people, and then you're getting paid at the same time. So if you already have a driver's license for almost at least full driver license for at least 2 years, or if you have already driven overseas for 2 years, you are eligible for this program. And if you enjoy working with people who put the safety first, care about the communities in which they work. So I think the New Zealand bus is the place for you. And it's just if you like, to go in and want to become a bus driver, which we are really need. And I think after you become finish your training, I think which takes 3 to 6 months, and you're earning I think $20 an hour. But after, when you become a qualified bus driver, your salary will start from I think $25 an hour, and I think which is very good number, and with heaps of other amenities will come with along. So if you are interested on this, just go to 0800 bus driver or 0800 287 374.
And there are also other organizations that provide the service, like Migrant Employment Solution. It is a free service that helps the migrants to get the employments. So you can go and to your website and go for your employments.
Oh, that's wonderful. Yeah. So what is it?
Migrant Employment Solution.
And what's the website?
Yep, it's the name with the same
Migrant
name, yeah. Employment Solution.
Oh, so if they, you can just search on Google Migrant.
They provide free service and it's also established by Ministry of Business.
Oh, great.
Interesting. I know of a part-time job opportunity, which is pretty great. It's not a stable job, but it's kind of when you get contract. But I think it's catering or something to do with event stuff, like event planning or helping out in events. And there are quite a few things happening around New Zealand. I think there's a All Blacks game.
Yes.
At some point this month, and there's a whole lot of things always like in the stadium or in the town hall. Or there's so many things going on all the time, and people are needed. So, and it's not a stable income, but it's pretty good.
I mean, like it's a start. Like if you're studying, or you know, if you don't know enough English, and you know, if you don't have much experience working in New Zealand, I think it's a good start.
Yeah, it's great for studying and working at the same time. Yeah. It's not a stable income, but it does give you some nice.
Yeah, I believe that, especially when you're studying, I think that time of your life is that. And you're not very good with the finance stuff, and your financial status is, I think, very low. You even try to save a penny by penny when you're working to save. I think if you're getting, you know, some side income at that time, it's really good for
any
you.
Any income is good income when you're a student. So
exactly. Like you're always, when you're going to study, you always want to have those fancy things that your rich friends always, you know, have. And especially for me, like when I was, you know, growing up, I always wanted to buy a car and just drive my car to the university, and it was some like a dream for me. And so any money that is coming, I think, is a, you know, good money.
Yeah
as long as you're doing it legal.
Well, yeah, definitely. Okay. I think some schools, I don't know about universities, but I know that schools do this thing when they send students over to some companies. Students are not getting paid for that, but they get work experience, which is also great, because volunteering and kind of, I think it's internship which you don't get money, but you get work experience, which is a great thing to put on your CV, because when you go into proper employment, it is a really nice thing to have, that you've done some voluntary work or internship, because it's job experience. It's always,
especially like in New Zealand, like any job that you want to apply, any job, trust me, guys, they will ask you, do you have New Zealand experience?
And if you
don't have any experience, job experience or any voluntary work you've done, and the chances are that you're not getting hired. Because, you know, this is one of the tradition that especially I also don't like, that if someone has a job experience, doesn't matter if it's from overseas, they should recognize it. But in New Zealand, most of the employers, they don't, you know.
Yeah, they ask for New Zealand job experience. Which kind of makes sense, though, because a New Zealand system might be different to what it is like in overseas.
I mean, like, there could be some, like, if you're applying for an accounts job, and definitely the accounts and tech system is different. But if you're getting a cleaning job and...
Yeah, definitely.
Like, you don't even need experience. Like, you're cleaning your home for forever. Since you've been born, your parents have been teaching you, you know, how to tidy your home. And why do you need experience, you know?
Yeah, well, I think what they're looking at is not exactly your experience in doing in the field that you're working in. It's genuinely being hired on a job. Just to know how the system of income works, the system of taxes, the system, if someone has never
done a job and someone has never given them any opportunity, how would they get that experience?
So it's really good to start with some internships or apprenticeships.
And also top apprenticeship in New Zealand are building, engineering, hairdressing, barbering, beauty, and agriculture, tourism, sports, fitness, and all these kind of, you know, where you don't need any experience to get into these fields. If you go jump into the apprenticeship apprenticeship course, and I think more than 80% of people who've completed their apprenticeship, they've got a job after they've finished.
Yeah. Apprenticeships are really nice because you're learning the thing that you want to do in the future while getting paid for doing it.
And at the end of the day, you don't have any, you know, loan or student loans.
Yeah, exactly.
Or
student loans.
Like
yeah, it goes the other way. Instead of getting a debt, you're getting income.
Yeah.
So, yeah. There's so many different part-time and apprenticeship and internship job opportunities, and
yeah. That's right.
But we'll go on a music break now, and we'll come back to talk about work and employment. Okay. Stay tuned. Welcome back. You're listening to Reset Radio, brought to you by RCC Life on Planet FM 104.6. And we have been discussing career pathways. And we've covered the points of education and courses for and opportunities for forced migrants, as well as work and study, apprenticeships, internships, and part-time jobs. And we now are moving on to work, own business, and employment.
Yeah, I think work is, I think, the one thing that any forced migrant who's coming to New Zealand is think that what kind of work that he'll be doing. And he has these hopes and dreams that when going to the next country, I'll have maybe a chef job, I'll be a owner of an IT company, I'll be a filmmaker, you know, all these dreams. But actually, these are far from reality, and especially you're coming here in New Zealand. Sometimes you don't get a job in your field because you lack of experience, sometimes lack of English language skill. And there are so many people, so many agencies and organizations are there to help you to build your career wherever you want. So if you want to learn, like if you already have knowledge and study of what you like to do, you can just do some small short courses here. And if you like to do the social work, you can get that, I think, level 5 diploma from MIT in just within 6 months. And if you like to do the undergraduate program, it will take 2 years. If you like to do the photography, you like to make filming, there are film courses available on the UB College and other colleges. So there are heaps of opportunities down there.
Yeah. It really goes into the fact that you have to do extra studies when you come as a forced migrant, just because things here are different somewhat, and some people might not let you work in your field, which is quite sad, I think. Sometimes it's just because they say that it's different and you don't have experience, whatever. Yeah. But when a person's been working in their field for 30 years and they come here, but they don't have the right English, the level of English to work in their field, and they're forced to do something that is so much lower paying than what they're qualified to do just because of the lack of the language.
Yeah. I think this is really unfair. Like, if you are hiring a chef and just because of he can't speak English, this doesn't mean that he can't cook.
Exactly. You know?
Like,
there is a communication issue, because if you can't if your chef doesn't understand what he's supposed to cook, then he's not going to cook the right thing.
Yeah, that's true. So, but if you ask him cook his own dish, like just say that cook Alfredo pasta, he will cook Alfredo pasta.
Yeah,
right.
It really depends on a job and on a person and on the level of English, but it all goes into the fact that you need to do some kind of English course to get hired in your.
And also, there are many employers there, because especially when you're living in New Zealand and especially living in Auckland, there are many opportunities, because Auckland is a very ethnic city. So people from all over 200 countries are living in Auckland, and you can find so many people from your community that has this kind of work, and you don't need to learn the language.
Yeah, there are a lot of opportunities for employment, and it really does take a lot of digging and searching and trying to find the right thing that suits you and that you are suited for. Yeah. But there are opportunities. There's always something that you can do that is suitable for you.
Yeah. If you need any kind of consultancy and support, just come to our office. It's 869 New North Road, Mount Albert, Auckland. And just come anytime, Monday to Friday, 9 to 5 p.m. One of our staff will be really happy to help you in any situation or consultancy that you guys need, because we can help you, because ARCC is just about communities and its community people. And before we finish our program, there is my friend from Bhutan. His name is Prabhati, and he has spent 23 years as a refugee in Nepal. And when he came here,
Yes, wow, that is a long time.
Yeah, and then when he came here, he's been welcomed by AUT and the immigration staff at Mangere Resettlement Center. And after he finished his first 6 weeks in Mangere, he written a poem, which I'm going to present to you. So it's a poem by Prabhati from Bhutan, who has spent 23 years as a refugee in Nepal. Those words of welcome, welcoming us all, summoning us to the whole. So many years we spent in the cold. So many years we were not told where we belonged. This porphyry has welcomed us all and welcomed us home. Now I know where I belong. Now I know New Zealand is our home. Stories we shared by all, stories of the journey while on life's boat. That we'll all walk through the same rough road. We've all walked through the same rough road. We sang songs of praise, songs of honoring our countries left behind. Songs of welcome they sang, and they sang a song of thanks. A beautiful message from Tangata Whenua was warmly passed on to us. We are taken in as one of them. Now we are taken in as one of them. A hongi will tell that the warmest welcome we felt, that guided is to the grand feast. The porphyry had a message of respect, of love and peace. Thank you.
That's really heartbreaking.
Yeah, wow.
Yeah, it really touched me when, I heard his story, and I was surprised, like, those words, Yeah, that just describe all of us, especially people from the forced migrant background.
Yeah. Well, thank you guys for tuning in and listening today. We have discussed different career pathways for forced migrant community. Mm-hmm. And stay tuned for next week's show, same time next week. And thank you.
We'll see you guys next week.
Bye.
Bye.
Tell me what you're rushing for. We were just getting close. Painting the perfect scene.
Our show for this week.
Take care until next Saturday, same time, 10 to 5 on Planet FM 104.6
and on the web www.plantaudio.org.nz/resetradio.